parsha of the Makos. And in the seventh Makkah, in the introduction to the Makkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Hashkem ba'boiker v'yisyatziv lifnei paroi, v'amarte lov koyama Hashem alekei yivrim shalach esamiv v'avduni, ki ba'pam hazois ani shaleach es kol magefoisai el libcho. This time I'm going to send all of my magefois to your heart. And Rashi says, what is this? Ki ba'pam hazois ani shaleach es kol magefoisai. So one pshat in Rashi would sound like, Rashi says that what is unique about this makkah, that it's called kol magefoisai. So one pshat in Rashi is it's talking about that makkas b'chayres is shokel keneged all the makkas. That's a very difficult thing because we're introducing not makkas b'chayres but makkas borod. There's a girsa not makkas b'chayres but makkas b'tzayres, which means that the borod, the hail, broke and destroyed the vegetation that already had ripened. So it's talked, Makkas Peteris is called Makkas Borod. That Makkas Borod is called Kol, is Shokol Keneged, all the Makkas. It's equal to all the Makkas. And we have to understand, according to this Pshat, which is more Pashut, I guess, than Makkas Peteris, why is Makkas Borod called Kol Magai Fosai? So there's a very interesting gra, just as an opener. Kol magefoisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrought punishment against the world, different parts of the world, in three different magefos. The Mishnah in the beginning of Hazov says, if a person is not oimid b'diburoi, if I make a deal with you, and I even pay you money, I can back out of the deal. But the Mishnah says, Mimishepara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took punishment, Mishepara me'anshei dor hafloga, anshei dor hamabel, anshei dor hafloga, and there's a girsa in Chazal, me'anshei dor hamabel, who took a punishment against the dor hamabel, the dor hafloga, and anshei sedoim va'amoira, he's going to take punishment, exact punishment, against a person who is not oimed b'diburui, who doesn't keep his word. So even though in Choshen Mishpat I could back out of a deal, but if I back out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take punishment from those three generations, just like he did from those generations. So the Gra says, what were those generations? The Dor HaMabul, their judgment was with what? Water. The Dor HaFloga, they were strewn about, thrown about. That was ruach, wind. And anshei sedoim va'amoira, it was gofris v'melach, sreif of kolarts, it was esh. Borod had all of these elements in it. It had fire, water, it was esh, and mayim together, and it was with wind. So that's kol magefoisai, ad kan divrei hagro. Very interesting. All the magefes come together in borod. What's unique about Borod? What about Borod makes it kol magefoisai and Taka has all the magefes in it? In the execution of the Makkah of Borod, we find something fascinating. As Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, after he warns Paran, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Neteyes Yodcha al Hashamayim, stretch out your hand on Shamayim. V'hi vorod, and there's going to be borod. B'chol eretz Mitzrayim. V'yet Moshe es Mateyu al hashamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, place out your hand onto the heavens. And then Moshe stretches out his mata on the heavens. And it's a little strange, on the heavens. What does it mean, on the heavens? It should be toward Shamayim. Rashi says, Litzad HaShamayim. Al doesn't mean on, it means to the direction of Shamayim. Then Rashi brings a Medrash Haggadah. U'Medrash Haggadah Higbiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe L'Maila Min HaShamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took... It's my phone, I had him hold it. So. Just that might be expecting it could be good. Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu above the Shamayim. Yet Moshe is Mateo al HaShamayim. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu stretched out his hands on Shamayim, because he was taken out of the atmosphere of the world. And that's how he brought the Barud. Very strange. We don't find this by any makom. When Moshe Rabbeinu is brought, taken above the Shamayim. What is the pshat that in Barud, uniquely in Barud, we find this? Introduction to the Makos, which is the introduction to Geula, the Dalet Lashonis of Geula. The beginning of the parasha, it says, Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe, Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem. So the pasuk starts, Vayedaber Elokim, Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem. And then he says, Va'eir el Avraham el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem loy noidati lohem. So Rashi says, the shame Hashem was not known. My shame of Hashem, I didn't make known to the others. What does that mean, the shame of Hashem? I appeared to them in Shakai, but the shame Hashem, I was not known to them. Now, we all know that the shame Yudke Vavke is the name of what? The name of Havaya, the name of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban explains this pasuk as the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I appeared to the Avos in the name Shaka, Shin Dalet Yud. That's within the realm of Teva. But Shmi Hashem Loi Noidati Lohem means, with the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, not only creates, but all of the Teva, all of nature is Tachas the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that nothing stands in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator. We have to understand, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Teva, he's in control of Teva. And if he's in control of Teva, he could flip Teva onto its head. So says the Ramban, that I didn't let known to the others. But I did let known to the others, only Kel Shakai. Now I'm going to appear with that shame. And that's how the Makos, the parsha of the Makos starts. Very interesting that Chazal and in Pirkei Avos tell us, Ba'asora maimorois nivro ha'olam. Then maimorois, the world was created. The Eser Makos, Loku ha-Mitzriyim b'Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim explain that there is a correspondence between each one of the Maimorois and each one of the Makos. For example, what was the first Maimor? The second Maimor. The first Maimor, I put myself to sleep. Bereishis, in the beginning. What's the last Maka? Makas Becheiris, the firstborn, the Becheiris, Bereishis. Yehi Or, Chayshech. Right? And everyone, there's a corresponding Maka. Every one of the Maimorais of the creation of the world, there is a corresponding Maka. And the question is, what does that mean? What does it mean? What is so profound about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with 10 expressions, and klapei those 10 expressions, there are 10 makos. So the Sfas Emes brings from the Chiddush Harim. The Sfas Emes brings from the Chiddush Harim that the Eser Makos turned the Asora Maimorois into the Aseres Hadibros. Got another 10. What does that mean? There were Asora Maimorois, and ultimately there's Aseres Hadibros. What the Aseres Hadibros? What changed the Asora Maimorois to the Aseres Hadibros? The Eser Makos. So actually, as I'm talking to you, there's a fascinating, it's good to look at, that The Balaturim, right in the beginning of Chumash, one of the first Balaturims in all of Chumash, says the following thing. Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz. How many words? Seven. You missed one finger. How many letters? That's a good guess. 28. Listen to this Balaturim, guys. Seven words. Keneged Zayin Yemei HaShavua, 7 days of the week. Zayin Shonim B'Shmita, Zayin Shmita B'Yovel, Zayin Rikiyim, Zayin Arotzoi, Zayin Yamim, Zayin Mishorsim. Ukenegdam Amar David, Sheva B'Yoyim Hilal Ticha. 7 times a day, I praise you. Which represents, what do we do 7 times a day? 7 Kadeshim every day throughout Tefillah. V'lakach Tiknu, Yehei, Shmei, Rabba, Mevorach, La'olam, La'olmei, Omaya. How many words? Seven. Very good. I feel more awake now. Thank you. I appreciate it. And 7 words and how many letters? Good guess. Okay. Shem Zayin Tevus. V'omer Moisei Zayin Pomen B'yoyim. Because there's 7 Kadeshim, so there's 7 Yehei Shmei Rabbas. V'yesh Peposik Chof Ches Oisius, 28 letters. V'chein B'yehei Shmei Rabba. Then he says, Sheyesh Bohem Koyach Itim. If you look in Becholzman Va'eis, Lecholzman Va'eis, right? You have Lecholzman Va'eis in Koheles. All those Itim, there are 7 psukim, and each one has Ace Lerkoid, right? There are 4 in each pasuk, so that's 7 times 4. Very good. Okay. Listen to this. Then he goes weiter. Rabbi, so listen to this. V'chein b'posuk v'yedaber elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ele lemer. V'yedaber elokim es kol... How many letters? 28. Where's that posuk? V'yedaber elokim. V'yedaber elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ele lemer. Where's that posuk? It's Chumash, that's true. No. Don't do numbers. It's the introduction to the Aseres Hadibros. The first posuk of the Aseres Hadibros. V'yedaber elokim hadvarim ha'ele lemer. Yisrael. Can you answer it? I'll expect this. You know, everyone, but I'm Shachash Bill Bachrom and Yeshiva, you should give me that. Okay, so we see our correspondence over here, very interesting correspondence. Bereshis. To the Akdama, to the Aseres Hadibros. Asar Memoris, Aseres Hadibros, Eser Makos. We have a word from a zog from the Chiddush Yarim that the Eser Makos turned the Asar Memoris into the Aseres Hadibros. What does that mean? No. That when the world was created, the world is a ball. It's a circle. No beginning, no end. How do you say the word world? In the Lashon Kodesh? Oilom. What's the Shirish of the word Oilom?
Seven.
I'm laying off the sevens for a while, okay? Just relax. Oilom means, is the same Shirish as the word He'elam. What does He'elam mean? To hide, hidden. The purpose of the world, the creator of the world, the essence of why we're here, is hidden. In the creation of Teva. Asara Maimorois. What are Eser? Aseres Hadibros? What's the difference between a Maimor and a Dibur? There are many differences. But a Maimor is a saying. A Dibur is speaking. A Maimor doesn't necessarily have anyone listening. Right? I know that in Shir, I've had that all the time. Right? But a dibur means directed speech. The purpose of the world is the Torah. In the Asara Maimorais, it's unclear. There's teva, nature. The purpose and the creation of the world, and the creator, That's this, the directed speech. That's the aseres. That's the aseres hadibris. And what were the aser makos? If there's a correspondence between each one of the aser makos, the aser maimoris, what that means is the following: the Jewish people are going to receive the Torah. The purpose of creation was that there should be a klal Yisrael, b'shvil Yisrael shenikru reishis, b'reishis. B'shvil ha-Torah shenikru reishis, right in the beginning of b'reishis. The purpose of the world is that. The world originally was created with a teva. But there's a new creation of the world. There are eser makos, which are the creation of the world for klal Yisrael. A new Bria soil. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Teva and flips it on its head. There is no Teva. That's what the Ramban means. In the explanation, Shmi Hashem Lo Noidati Lohem, is the Pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal with the Shem Hashem, because everything is in the guise of Teva, even if there were Nisim, but there was nothing that was the antithesis of Teva. The Eser Makos are a new creation of the world. Mayim becomes Dam. The Makos. That's what the Eser Makos turned the Asorah Memoris into the Aseres Hadibris. This is the purpose of the whole Teva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu flips Teva. The antithesis of Teva, the anti-Teva, is Eser Makos. And that's who Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael, the creation of the world for Klal Yisrael, is that Klal Yisrael should have the Torah and live beyond Teva. Now I have a question for you. Where's the first time someone's taken out of the atmosphere of the world to look down at the heavens? Very good. 28, Avram, no. Excellent. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram? Parashas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned. He doesn't have children. Ainli lo nasata zera, zora. V'hine ven besi yoyrish oisi v'hine dva Hashem elov leimar lo yirosh chazeh. It's not Eliezer who's going to inherit you. Ki masho yeitze mimeyecho hu yirushecho. V'yoyitze oisei hachutzo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram outside. Vayomer habet no hashamayimu. Look at the heavens. Usfar hakoychovim, and count the stars. Im tucha lisparoysam, can you count the stars? Vayomer loikoy yihi yezaracha. So too will be your progeny. Says Rashi, what is vayoytze yoyse achutzo? He took him outside. What does it mean he took him outside? Says a few pshatim. Lefi pshuto haitziyume ahala. He was inside. He was in the oil. He took him outside. That's pretty anecdotal. Like, who cares where he was, right? He took him inside, took him outside. It's like a briska maisa. It's cold. Ulefi medrashoi. Omar loy tsei me itzdagnina shelcha. Vayoytzei zechutza means go out of your astrology. You Avram, you saw in the stars that Avram without a hay is not going to have a child. His mazel is he's not going to have a child. Go out of that. Don't look at that. Avram is not going to have a child. But who will have a child? Avraham. Avram ain loy ben. Aval Avraham yesh loy ben. V'chein sorai loy teled. Avol sorot eilid. Dovaracher, hoitziyoy mechaloloi shel oylam v'higbiyoy lemaylam in ha-koychovim. V'zehu loshen habota. To be habet mishomayim ure'ei. What does that mean? Habota means to look at something, but from top down. Says Rashi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu out of the atmosphere and said, look down at the heavens and count the stars. Can you count the stars? Koy yihi yezaracha. What do they have to do with each other? Go out of your itzdagninus, go out of your astrology. And he took him out of the world. Be'etzem, they're the same pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, you and your children are going to live above the stars. The stars represent mazolois. They represent the natural order of things in this world. But Avram, don't look at the stars, because Avram, you're above the stars. Look down. You're beyond the teva. You know what it means to be beyond the teva? It means that if you're Avram today and you have a certain nature, you could become Avraham. Change your reality. You can live beyond your teva. And that is the pshat that he took him out of the atmosphere of the world. He took him above the shemayim. Ein kol chodosh tachas ha-shemayim, but above the heavens. First, give him a chadash himself, and mechadash, and create. Recreate himself. Beyond his teva, beyond his nature, beyond his natural ability. Klal Yisrael, the creation of the world, the creation of the antithesis of teva, the creation of a world beyond teva for Klal Yisrael, a world without limitations, a world where Klal Yisrael, when the force of nature, the thrust of history is given to Klal Yisrael, and all of teva is given to Klal Yisrael. That's the Eser Makos. That turned the Asura Maimoros, where everything's hidden, teva, into the Aseres HaDibros, where everything's directed. It's because of you, Klal Yisrael. You know, I once heard, this is before probably anyone in this room was born. Okay, in 1991, anybody was born before 1991? 1991, there was a Gulf War. I'm sure you all heard about it, right? Iraq sent Scud missiles into, and there was a whole big thing. The oil prices in 1991 was skyrocketing. The price per barrel went from 10 to 20 to 40 to 50. Remember, I was in Kuyl, and all, you know, when you're in Kuyl, you want to be able to set yourself up that you can learn for the rest of your life and never have to work. So people were speculating, we were in Kuyl, you know, the big magnets in Kuyl, we were speculating on futures and oil. Oil went over $100 a barrel. It was unbelievable. Then the Americans came in, and the Iraqis just dropped their guns and ran. So then oil went straight down. In 1991, after oil went all the way down, all the oil stocks went all the way down. So sitting on a plane, and there was some woman who was reading the Wall Street Journal, and she was clearly an anti-Semit, and he was clearly an Orthodox Jew, and she's reading about her oil stocks. He's actually flying to Houston, and she's looking at the paper. She's looking and says, "It's, you know, everything is the Jews' fault." So he turned to her and he said, "Ma'am, it's not our fault, but it's because of us." And that's the hashkofa Yid has to understand, that all of the world, world history is Jewish history, because the world is for Klal Yisrael. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating a new world for Klal Yisrael to bring out that essence, the essence that the world is here for Klal Yisrael, and that Klal Yisrael can live beyond Teva. Klal Yisrael can live beyond Teva, above Teva. And that's what's represented in Borod. If I were to ask you, what are the two opposite forces in Teva? Two most opposite forces in Teva. What do you say?
Fire and water.
That's Borod. Borod is the seventh Maka, which we know in Teva, the seventh is the Ishbitz, right? Borod and water. This is why Borod represents Kol Magei Foisai. That's why the Pasuk says Kol Magei Foisai. Because this is the essence of what the Makos were here for. The essence of what the Makos are here for is that a Jew is given a koyach because he's the purpose of creation. He's given the koyach through Torah because he's given the Torah. And the Torah is the source of creation. Bereishis Boro Elohim. B'shvil Yisrael shenikru reishis, b'shvil HaTorah shenikru reishis. Of the world runs in what numbers? Seven, everything's by seven. That's what the Baal HaTorah is saying in the beginning of Chumash. And all of that is subject to something else. And that's the Torah. Yehesh me rabba mevorach lo me almaya. 28 letters. Just like 28 letters. That's the koyach. A Jew has to see that the koyach of all of creation is in the koyach of Torah. So Bara, the seventh Makkah, is the epitome of the antithesis of Teva. It's the epitome of creation for Klal Yisro. And it's the thing that directs the world and says, this is for you. Everything in the world is for every one of us, of Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But a person has to believe in himself. A person has to believe in the greatness of a Yid. And he has to believe in his own koyach. A koyach that's beyond his teva. If you're Avram, you could become Avram. If you're Sora, you could become Sora. And change your whole reality. That exists in that. The koyach that is the source of that. Is that Klal Yisrael was given the Torah. And Klal Yisrael has an innate ability to live beyond Teva. You know what it means to live beyond Teva? It means to go the extra mile. It means to say it's not impossible. It means to say I'll never give up. I want to finish a Masechta. It's hard. I want to chapshir. I want to understand it. I want to write it all. I want to say a chabura. It's a daunting task. Believe in yourself. You can do it. We're Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You know that Rabbi Meir Shapiro, everybody talks, these are the days of Rabbi Meir Shapiro, they see him Ashas, every 7.5 years, Rabbi Meir Shapiro becomes, changed the world. He says, a pshat, this pasuk in Lech Lecha. The first time someone's taken above the heavens, that's symbolic of the fact that Klal Yisrael lives above the stars, and is as symbolic as of Moshe Rabbeinu going above the stars, and affecting and executing the Makkah of Borod. Listen to this pshat in the pasuk. He's listed by Yoytze Yoyse Achutzah. It's in Lech Lecha. Kapitel Yudal, pasuk Hey. By Yoymer. What does he say? What does Hashem say to him? Habit no Hashemaima. Look down at the heavens. Usfora Koychavim and count the stars. And then Koyihi Azaracha. What does the pasuk say? Im Tuchal Isparoysam. Can you count them? He says, count the stars. Can you count the stars? And then he said to him, so will be your children. First of all, why does he have to say to him twice? He starts off the pasuk. It says, and he says, again. And then he says, count the stars. Can you count the stars? You know what Rabbi Shapiro says? He says, Hashem said, count the stars. You know what Avram did? One, two, counting the stars. Then the Ishta says to him, ridiculous. Can you count the stars? Trying. Ko yihi yezaracha. So will be your progeny. Ko yihi yezaracha. Your children will take up daunting tasks. Will take up mitzvahs that are being given to them. That would seem impossible. Goals, aspirations, that would seem beyond their nature. And they'll do it. And the Eibishter will take them the rest of the way. That is the essence of Ushmi Hashem. The Shem Hashem is coming out in this parsha. That the whole world is for Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has to believe in themselves. Person has to believe that his limitations are challenges. They don't make something impossible. They just make it that it's a challenge. There's a sign in my office, actually. Actually, they painted it a few months ago, so the sign came down. I think it went into the other office. But I have a sign that I believe it's really a groin Mishle. The sign says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. That's where life begins. Life begins when it's not so easy. when I have to test myself, who am I? When things are difficult, and I rise up above it. Klal Yisrael is given that koyach, because Klal Yisrael lives beyond Teva. Klal Yisrael, it's never our fault. I mean, things are our fault, but because of us, the events of the world, just look at what's going on, how fast the world is moving. If you would have told somebody 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that Donald Trump would be the president of the United States, he would move the Israeli embassy to Yerushalayim, would recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. People look at you and go, you're absolutely crazy. Unbelievable. And l'chayre, it's kimat nes niglo. And probably, not probably, it's because of us. The world spins around Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael holds the Torah, and Klal Yisrael can win, can live above Teva. The truth is, this message of Torah, that Klal Yisrael's essence is Torah. And since Torah was the blueprint of creation and the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael, so that means creation is given to Klal Yisrael. Written by Shlomo Lawrence. Is that really a hard 5 minutes? Can I go into 2 minutes? It's a story now. I'm up to story. Is that okay? It's not about the winning. Anyway, Shlomo Lawrence wrote a book, B'mechitzoson. In the Mechitza of Gedolei Yisrael, Shlomo Lawrence was a Chaver Knesset. He was for the Aguda, and he had to do with all the Gedolei. And he had to do with many, many different heads of state. So he told the following story in the Knesset. I think it was in 1950. Rabbi Chaim Weizmann came to Kansas City, Missouri, a Sefer Torah, probably it was possible, to Harry Truman. You know who Harry Truman was? As a gift. Harry Truman was the president of the United States. He was the first head of the UN member state to do what? The state of Israel in 1947. Harry Truman recognized the state of Israel in the UN and voted for the statehood of Eretz Yisrael. The next day, in the Kansas City Gazette, the headline was "Truman the Traitor." Truman the Traitor. He was a traitor to America for voting for Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't so simple. So Chaim Weizmann comes to his house, and Harry Truman's wife was Bess Truman. She was such an anti-Semite, she wouldn't let a Jew into her house. I think it says that he stood outside. And he wanted to give him a gift as the president of Israel. As a Hakaras HaTayyeh for recognizing the state of Israel, putting it on the map, giving it statehood. And Harry Truman says, I don't need to thank you. I want to tell you why I voted for Eretz Yisrael, for Israel, state of Israel. I lived in a Jewish neighborhood. My father, actually, I was the young man. They used to call me if they forgot to turn a light on the Sabbath. Basically, he was the Shabbos guy. And they would call him in, as a thank you, they would give him this bread, the challah. It was very delicious. And he really liked the Jewish people. Really liked them. Why he married Bess, I don't know. But I want you to know that when the vote at the UN came up, the entire State Department was against recognizing Israel. You know why? You know how many Jews there were in Eretz Yisrael in 1947? There were 600,000 Jews. You know how many Arabs there were in the area of the Middle East around it? 10 million Arabs. The Arabs also controlled what? 60% of the oil reserves of the entire world. The State Department said this is against national interest. You're going to vote for 600,000 Jews with 10 million Arabs controlling the world's oil reserves? It was against. So the fact that I enjoyed the challah and I was the Shabbos guy and I liked Jews, that was not the reason why. That would not get me to vote against the American self-interest for the Jewish people. As a young child, my father used to read the Bible to me every Sunday morning. And I loved it. It was my favorite time of the week. Every Sunday morning, my father would sit me on his lap and he would read the Bible. And my favorite character in the entire Bible, favorite protagonist in the entire Bible, was Cyrus. Everybody know who Cyrus was? Cyrus is the English translation of Koresh. What did Koresh do? He gave Rishus for Klal Yisrael to do what? To rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And rebuild the city, the beginning of Nehemiah, look it up. Koresh. Cyrus. When I was a kid, I said, I'm going to become president of the United States, and I'm going to be Cyrus. In fact, by the way, if you look it up, when he voted for the partition of the of Eretz Yisrael, he walked into the White House screaming, "I am Cyrus, I am Cyrus." True, look it up. Would not make me vote against American self-interest. 600,000 Jews, 10 million Arabs with the world's oil reserves. Just because I wanted to make my mark, that wouldn't be the reason. But I'll listen to this, listen well. At that time, the Cold War, the nuclear resources of the United States were trained on the nuclear resources on the entire country of the Soviet, the USSR. And USSR's missiles were pointed at the United States. With one press of a button, we could have wiped out 50% of the population of Russia. And within 5 minutes, they would have pushed the button before they got it in Russia, before they were hit, and they would wipe out 50% of the population in America. And I couldn't believe how humanity had fallen to such a point. I was depressed. There were only two people in the world who knew, me and Stalin. And then came up the idea to vote for the State of Israel. And being a student of the Bible, I realized, listen to this, that humanity had been at such a low point in history. You know when? It had descended to the lowest levels. And there was only one thing that saved the world. What saved the world? The Jewish people and the Torah. It's the Jewish people aimed and given the Torah. I realized that if humanity had come back to that same point, the only thing that could save, the only thing that could save the world was the Jewish people and their Torah. That's why I voted. It might have been against national interest, but it was to save the world. That's why he voted. He was the first head of state to vote for Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim is the birth of a nation that's going to have the Torah and save the world and, yes, control the world. Because Teva is in our hands. And every person's Teva is in his own hands. And when things are tough, we rise to the occasion. And when things seem impossible, we make the effort anyway. That's the greatness of the Jewish people. We were given a Torah. Baruch Hashem, you have the opportunity to sit and learn with you, learn the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh. You should continue to shteig and grow. And I thank you for listening.